Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. From stories of blizzards, to the man who climbed to the top of a windmill to play his accordion, to the fate of Poker Jim, they originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. Loretta was born in 1932, and she grew up on a farm in Walsh County near Piesick, North Dakota. Like all farmers, her dad watched the weather daily. And one day in the summer of 1946, he noticed a change in the skies.
We didn't know, but it was getting windier and windier, you know. And Dad said, I think we're going to get a good storm. So we said, let's stay in the house. So we did. Didn't take long, and there it was.
1946 was a bad year for tornadoes. The third deadliest tornado in Canadian history struck southwestern Ontario in June, killing 17 people. A deadly F4 tornado touched down near Mankato, Minnesota, flattening 26 cabins at a resort and killing 11. Loretta's father must have known what was coming, and he told everyone to get inside the house.
We were in a house, our house, watching all this here that was going on. And we didn't dare go downstairs because it was made of stone, you know, and it was kind of rocky down there. So we stayed and watched the tornado in the kitchen window.
They really didn't dare go downstairs for protection, for fear the rock walls and weak foundation were just not strong enough to protect them. So they watched through the kitchen window as the storm intensified.
Well, we heard the chimney fall and, you know, some of the shingles were flying. So we thought, oh boy, here we are. But, oh man, we were scared. It was really terrible.
Then the tornado struck. They all watched in horror as it touched down on their dairy barn.
And we had a great big barn, huge dairy barn. And it split in half. A great big dairy barn. And then it flew all over the place, and then came the garage, and that flew around. It flew all over everywhere.
Loretta still remembers distinctly the sound that the tornado produced.
Oh, it went, and boom, bang, bang, like a war.
The family was lucky. Even though their barn and garage were destroyed, no one was hurt, and that included the livestock. Although there was their prized bull who had been in the barn when it collapsed.
No, nobody got hurt, anything. But then we had a bull in there, and he jumped out of that stuff, and then he was kicking out. Well, those things were flying around them, you know. I suppose he was scared. Oh, boy. But nothing happened to him.
As they stood at their kitchen window watching the tornado destroy the barn and garage, it was just too much for her father, who was bound and determined to go outside and face the storm.
There was three of us holding him back so he wouldn't go out. We had to hold him back because he was going to go outside in that storm. I don't know what he was going to do, but we must have better sense than he did because we were staying in the house.
Though she can chuckle about it now, the memory of the 1946 tornado that split their dairy barn in two is still strong. And if you ask her if thunderstorms still scare her, she looks you in the eye and says,
oh yeah, a little bit.
Produced in partnership with Holland Estates, Heart of America Medical Center in Rugby, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.